everyone. Welcome to Model Connection. I'm your host, Eric Harrell. Thank you for tuning into tonight's episode. Please like, follow, or subscribe on YouTube or wherever you get your podcast. Follow us on social media at Model Connection Podcast. My guest tonight is Nashville model Julia Hawk. How are you doing tonight, Julia?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you for coming all the way from Nashville. How was the traffic, may I ask?
You're welcome. It was about average. Horrible. No.
You got to be kidding. So everyone that I have ever had coming from Nashville says, man, this traffic is a killer. But
this podcast is produced by To The Moon Creative, located in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Whether you're an established or a new podcaster, To The Moon Creative offers the highest quality audio and HD multi-camera video podcasts. And if you already record your own podcasts, To The Moon Creative also offers affordable audio and video editing services with guaranteed fast turnaround time. For more information, find us online at www.ttmcreative.com. At To The Moon Creative, we do more than just get your podcast off the ground. We help you take it to the moon.
Again, I do want to thank you for coming down here from Nashville.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
You have got my admiration for doing that. So, Julia, please tell the photographers listening and watching about yourself.
So I'm from sunny California, Northern California, specifically Santa Rosa. Call it wine country. Beautiful area. Grew up there and about 7 years ago moved to Nashville. I had never been to Nashville before, so it was kind of a leap of faith. Hopefully this goes well. And it's been great. It's been huge learning curve experience. I've learned how to talk more like the locals. So that's been
California to Nashville was quite a jump. What brought you here?
Music was my main inspiration. I grew up singing in church and singing with my grandpa Jesse. He loved Johnny Cash and Elvis, and we watched the Grand Ole Opry together since I was in diapers. So I have always just wanted to come this way. Funny story about that is I found out a few years ago that I actually have a great-great-grandfather that was born in Lebanon, Tennessee.
Wow.
And I'm the first back in over 150 years, so full circle. Didn't even know it.
Have you ever visited the old home place, as they say?
No. Where's that?
Lebanon.
It's in Lebanon. Okay. It's,
Lebanon from Murfreesboro is just, a country folk would say, it's just a hop, skip, and a jump.
Yeah.
I'd say less than 20, 25 miles.
Okay. Awesome. I need to check it out.
Yeah. You should. So you said that modeling and singing brought you to Nashville.
Yes.
What was your first love, modeling or singing?
Oh, singing was my first love, but modeling is something that I've always wanted to do. Growing up, really just saw a lot of gorgeous images, anything in the art realm. I paint and I draw, so I just have an eye for things like that. But I always felt, you know, man, these models are all just kind of a cookie cutters, one look, one size. And, you know, growing up, I thought, well, I'd love to do that, but didn't see a lot of representation of kind of the curvy type of body. And it was so great when I saw Hunter McCrady on Sports Illustrated. She was one of the first curvy models. And I just thought, man, I can do that. And full circle again, coming to Slink Jeans, we did several projects together, and Hunter is one of their models, and so I just felt like that was an amazing moment for me.
Okay, is that how you got bit by the modeling bug?
So actually, what inspired me was divorce and brought me to a point of, you know what? I might as well start doing more of the things that I'd really love to do. It kind of was my catalyst to moving into modeling, starting to do gigs. And I thought, wow, this is interesting. I'm starting at I started last year right after my birthday in January at 34 years old.
Ago?
Yeah, I've been doing this for a year. So
wow. Okay, great, great. So how would you categorize your brand of modeling?
I would say it's curvy woman, but also representing the majority, I think, of women that are, you know, in their 30s and just wanting to kind of bring about that market. I think mm-hmm. a lot of times we're focusing on preteen, teen, young female, but I think that there's a huge market for women in this age group and also the curvy side. And, mm-hmm. and we want to show off that side of life, and it's great.
Everything that I ask is with all due respect.
Yes.
And you are telling the truth when you mention cookie cutter models, okay?
Yes.
I've asked this question of a male model that I've had on here recently, Michael Mathis. Being a male model in a predominantly female field industry.
Yes.
You have categorized yourself as not the cookie cutter model.
Yes.
It's got to be very difficult to find work.
You know, I think it depends on how you look at it. How I started, I found Slink on Instagram. And I come from a background in sales and never take no for an answer. I sent several messages with photos of myself with, hey, how you doing? Hey, just following up. Once I got a name with the company, I started specifying my emails or my responses with their name and worked my way up. So I really just didn't take no for an answer. I created something out of nothing, which was really rewarding.
You go, girl. You go.
Thank you. It was so rewarding to finally get to that point where they said, let's send you a pair of jeans and we'll get that photo shoot started. And it was amazing. It was so cool.
Other than that, has it been difficult finding castings that will work with a model that is a curvy?
I think it depends where you look. For me, I'm always looking to work with companies that are aligned with that type of body type. I mean, Slink Jeans is a curvy line. So that was something that stood out for me right away was, wow, this is really tailored to me. It's not just a set of sizing within a clothing line, but the clothing line itself is specifically for women that are curvy and have that body type. So I try to stay in that realm of, you know, companies or partnerships with people that love to foster that curvy kind of lifestyle. And I'm totally open to doing more, branching out. And I got reached out to by a local boutique. It's JDK Boutique in Mount Juliet, Tennessee. And we're going to work on a project pretty soon. So that'll be up on their website.
Wonderful, wonderful. You're doing great.
Thank you.
So you decided to wait until just a year ago to begin modeling, and all of this has happened in 1 year, right?
Yes, yeah.
How has modeling changed you, if it has? What has it taught you about yourself that you did not already know?
It definitely brought out my confidence and some bravery, because when you're blazing a trail and, you know, what an example would be a photo I did with Slink. I wanted to really just promote Nashville within the brand, and Slink on their site predominantly was women, long hair, curvy. And I just thought, man, I just got a haircut and my hair is very short. And I just was terrified. What if this goes wrong? And I thought, you know what? I'm going to embrace that. And not only am I going to embrace it, but I'm going to stand in front of the Batman building. So wow. That image that I sent you.
Yeah, yeah.
With okay. the shirt that says love your body. I was right. like, if we're going to do this, we're going to do it right. And we're going to make sure that we make a really big statement. And so I did. And that actually became the most liked photo that they had on their Instagram page.
And that will be one of the images that we will discuss later. So good. I'm glad you said that to me. I think you did mention this, but I'm not familiar with that brand of jeans. Are they basically for the curvy woman, or are they for the cookie cutter model? They for the cookie cutter woman. Explain it to me, please.
Yeah, so it is a curvy line. You can find them on their website, slinkjeans.com, but also in Nordstrom. So they're in brick and mortar stores as well. That's what they specialize. I worked with the owner in Hong Kong, and he's been designing clothes for about 40 years, and just really his focus has been on how to fit a woman's body instead of having the woman's body fit into these jeans, Wow. So a very specific design, and loved working with them and doing the projects we did.
So all of you curvy women out there that's wearing a pair of jeans, there's your recommendation. Go to Slink Jeans, okay?
I'm wearing them right now, actually.
And I must say that this is a beautiful model, and I am
sure
that they are happy to have her promote their brand, because this is just a fantastic lady that I am talking to.
Thank you.
Other than being in the modeling industry, you said you were a singer, or you had sung in the church choir growing up. You had done some acting. Besides modeling, what would Julia Hawk be doing if not acting, modeling, singing?
I would be near the beach painting. I love to paint and draw, and probably in a VW bus, selling my paintings.
A VW microbus, huh? With the hippie sign in front of the
I have that hippie California in me. I would be selling my paintings on the side of the road.
But you can't take California out of the girl, okay?
This is true. This is very true. Love it.
Wow. That is really cool. Really cool.
Thank you.
Yes, there are young ladies out there that are like, okay, I don't look like a model, but I want to try. I just don't look good in front of a mirror. How did you get the confidence to finally say, okay, I'm going to do this, come hell or high waters, I'm going to do this? What gave you the motivation? What gave you the kick in the butt to get up and finally do it that first time?
You know, for me, it was really just coming from a moment of such despair and just realizing that what is the thing that really drives me, and it's create something I can create, an experience, something beautiful, something that is inspiring. And I wasn't really feeling any of those things at the time. And I really just thought, we only got this one life. And so what is it going to hurt to try? It really wouldn't. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing, is just continuing the effort and making sure that you are being true to yourself, and don't take no for an answer, because that's no is really just an opinion at the end of the day.
A young lady walks up to you at the end of one of your photo shoots for your jeans, and she is wanting some advice, wanting some do's and don'ts from someone that is already there. What do you tell her?
I would tell her the best thing you can do is adapt and be willing to learn always. I never let myself feel comfortable where I'm at. I'm always looking for how do I improve? How do I get better? I look at the people that I'm inspired by, like Hunter McCrady, and just anyone that I think that in modeling specifically has that visual appeal, and they're able to hold their angles in a way that just looks interesting to me. Study the people that you're looking up to, and really like listening to someone like Arnold Schwarzenegger. He talked about that when he was growing up, he watched Mr. Universe. Mm-hmm. And he really just followed this one specific person from Mr. Universe. And he followed that guy's path. And the guy ended up being an actor. And he said, you know what? I'm just going to kind of like copy what he did. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you can look up to people like that and just kind of follow, what did they do to get there? You know, be curious. And the don'ts I would say is, don't limit yourself to, I can only do this. Don't put any kind of limitation. Just be willing to be part of the experience, but also learn and always just be growing, you know. Mm-hmm. I think that's the best advice I would give.
The local Nashville photographer community, how do you go about setting your criteria or your standards for, I need my images to look, if I may be so presumptuous, I want my images to look this way or that way. Who do I go to for that? What is your criteria that you look for in us, guys with the cameras, okay?
Yeah, so I think really a good, for me, a good way is to get connected to some of the modeling and photographer pages on Facebook or just any platform where you can connect. Take a look at their work. What's their style? What do they like to normally do behind the camera? And also, I think for me, another thing that's been great is TFP, like the trade for print.
Mm-hmm, right.
Actually getting down on the ground and learning, you know, who these photographers are and what they're about. And for me, I found one that shot the photos for Slink on a lot of our projects was Brandy Johnson. She's got a great eye, very calming presence, which is great when you're nervous and not really sure what you're doing sometimes when you're learning like I was. So mm-hmm. I think for me, criteria is really just someone that's friendly, that's knows what they're doing. That can only make me better.
Right. On the photographer's website, Facebook page, Instagram page, whatever social media pages you look at, are you looking specifically at model images? Are you looking at what they do outside modeling, like possibly wedding images, landscape images, your class photographs? Are you trying to look at everything and get a general idea of what they could do for you, or are you just basically focusing on the model images only?
I think it's really neat when you have a photographer that's already kind of in that wheelhouse of taking photos of models specifically, but I love when I find a photographer that has a wide range of different projects. So if someone's great at landscape, then they're going to really pay attention to my background. If we're doing an outdoor shoot, they're going to make sure that not just myself is looking on point, but everything. So I think that's an advantage if you move from just one genre. But I do look at model photos if they have, you know, people, not just landscapes, for instance. I'm looking at those to see, you know, does the model look comfortable? Is she, you know, being caught in the best light? Are they forgetting a smudge on her shirt and just letting her look that way? Or are they very detailed in making sure that she's just on point, that her pictures look perfect?
Also, are they photographing her the way she is or the way they want her to be?
Does it look natural?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. You can photograph anyone to their best light, shall we say, okay?
Yeah.
But not everyone exactly knows how to do it.
Right.
So you've got to be sure that your photographer catches you with, I'll say, your best side. The light coming from the right direction. Everything has just got to be pinpoint so he catches you in just the right moment.
And I think that's great to speak about is the moment. I noticed, honestly, for me, some of my best images are not the ones that I'm so much posing for, but it's the in-between, as I'm moving in between poses mm-hmm. and I'm laughing at a joke. And that's something great when you have a photographer that has just a great way of reaching you and seeing your vision and you see theirs. And it's really nice when you have that connection and when they're able to bring out that comfortability within you and just everything that you are about. They give you the freedom to express that and kind of get that point across. I think that's great.
So Hunter being the influencer for you that she was, Hunter really told you, gave you the inspiration that, hey, I am a curvy girl. I can do this if I want to, because look what she is doing right now.
Yeah.
She's made the cover of one of the most men's magazines that there is, okay, that anybody can purchase. So if she can do it, I can too. Yeah. Is that kind of the way you looked at it?
Well, I kind of looked at it like, you know, Sports Illustrated was really about, to me, about kind of like a health magazine almost, or like fitness. I really don't think there's a lot of representation, or there didn't used to be, of women that are curvy that are actually right. fit and in good shape and good health. And I'm very active in my life. I got a lot of side things I do. I nanny, I'm running around chasing toddler, you know, I'm cleaning, working, doing quality control for Airbnbs. You know, I'm kind of all over with different projects and meeting people and networking. You never know where you'll meet some of the most amazing people. And, you know, I loved that was being represented, that, you know, mm-hmm. you don't have to be a specific shape size to be healthy and happy and beautiful. And mm-hmm. so I just really was inspired by seeing that. And I want to be inspiring for other people as well, especially young women, you know, growing up in a world where maybe we're, you know, too focused on the exterior, but maybe we need a little bit of a different, you know, different thing out there. So
I'm sure people that is watching on YouTube may not know who Hunter McGrady is, but she, like we said, is one of the first a curvy women to ever make Sports Illustrated. And we all know that Sports Illustrated has been known for the most beautiful women in the world. Hunter is.
She's
I mean,
gorgeous.
They've kept that image going. She is a beautiful lady. She's a curvy lady. And like you said, Julia, she has really told women that are curvy, if I can do this, you can too. Just get off your behind and do it, okay?
Yeah. Just do it. If you're going to do it with confidence. Do it well. And I think she does.
So you have picked a great role model, okay? A great role model. So, wow. I mean, what do you enjoy the most about modeling, your modeling in particular? What gives you the most natural high?
I love to see myself from someone else's point of view. So behind that camera lens, you know, you can take a selfie and so interesting seeing myself in a different light, because of course when I'm taking a photo, maybe I'm angling it a certain way, or, you know, I have my own things that I normally kind of my go-tos, mm-hmm. like, you know, this is a good angle.
Don't we all?
Yeah. But when a photographer's taking a picture of you, you really don't, you have control over yourself, but you don't have control over how they're seeing you. So they're capturing something that maybe I wouldn't normally. It's just like a different point of view and perspective. And I love seeing, you know, kind of their interpretation of what they see when they look at me. It's kind of nice to see yourself through someone else's eyes.
Has a photographer ever wanted to photograph you in a theme, shall we say, that you were really not, well, this is really not my thing. I'm not really feeling it.
Yeah, I've had some boudoir photographers reach out to me. I am going to be working with one, but I lean towards conservative. You know, you can look sexy, but not be showing, you know, too much. So I'm going to be working with a lady up in Kentucky in a few weeks, and we're going to go to that boudoir type of shoot. But, you know, more covered up. We don't need to show it all, but definitely I've had some people reach out, and I would say that's something you have to be careful of, is anyone can say, I'm a photographer, and it's really important to look at their work, because if someone's reaching out wanting you to do a boudoir shoot or a nude shoot, you need to make sure to protect yourself. So always double check.
Do your research.
Yes, always.
I know we always say, do your research. A photographer should give credit to the model that's in the image. If you know that model, reach out to them. Even ask the photographer for references, okay?
Yeah.
Now, are the references on the up and up? You kind of got to weigh that, kind of like, okay, well, what is it? Do I know these people? Do I know? Do I not know them? It's, again, just do your research, okay? That's the main thing. Do your research. The photographers that reach out to you, what are they mainly wanting to shoot with you?
It's, you know, mainly I've been working with Slink jeans, and that was kind of more me reaching out to the photographer. Okay. Hey, I need somebody.
Okay.
And that's how I found Brandy Johnson. She's amazing. And I think when they have reached out to me, usually it's, you know, like the JDK boutique in Mount Juliet, that photographer reached out to me from there, and that we're going to be working with. So she was looking for me to kind of promote their bralettes. They have a huge variety of styles and colors, and it's amazing because it's so comfortable. So really, you don't have to, it's, you know, not a very restricting type of style. So it's great.
What are you most happy, most comfortable in modeling? Is it the is it the print work? Is it editorial? Is it casual? What are you most comfortable with?
I love anything where I can tell a story. And I think that's why, like I was talking about, including Nashville in the background, I'm like, this is not just about the clothing line, but we want to talk about, like, where is this being shot? You know, it's not just a white background. You know, I love that there's a little more interest to it. It's like, of course we're selling jeans, but we're selling jeans in a functional way. We're showing people that, you know, if you're walking downtown Nashville on a, you know, spring day, you're going to be really comfortable, and you're going to look great. And look at how it looks in the actual lighting outside, not, you know, just in a studio. So something like that's really interesting to me. And really just anything that, like, I'm going to be doing an outdoor shoot that's more whimsical and kind of like a fantasy, you know, think like fairies and things. I always love anything like that, that kind of gets you away from the everyday, you know, day to day. So love that.
How much control do you like to have over, I'll say, the photographer's idea?
Definitely think it's really important to always listen to people. You can only learn if you're willing to actively listen, you know, and I want to make sure that I'm hearing their ideas, because a lot of times maybe it's better than mine, or, you know, or maybe they have a perspective I hadn't even thought of, or a prop that they want to introduce that I'm like, man, that's a really great idea. I wouldn't have even thought to put the hat that way, or whatever it is. But at the same time, advocate for yourself that you're, in your best light, you're getting the best angles, you're getting across the message you want, you know. So I think at the end of the day, it's great to try something new. You know, if you're kind of like, I don't know about their idea? Why not try it? You're usually a photo shoot anywhere from 1 to 4 hours, in my experience. And, you know, it doesn't hurt to have more images and more things to try. And a lot of times it seems like with photographers, it's a mix of, you know, their idea and my idea. Like we kind of both feed off each other and find something out that we both didn't know. So I think that's always fun too.
Are you a location girl or do you prefer studio shoots?
You know, I've been really more of a location, but I'm about to do some studio shoots, so I'll let you know experience that. But I guess for now, I love anything outdoors, and like I love kind of like that background noise of the cars going by or, you know, people just kind of chatting. I had one of those downtown Nashville buses in the background and people just, you know, wailing and...
Oh, the party bus is coming by, huh?
Yeah, party bus and, you know, some Alan Jackson. And I'm like, yeah, I needed some background music to get me in the right mood. And, you know, so, yeah, I love that and the liveliness of just kind of life and being right in the middle of it, but capturing that moment. So
the young ladies that are starting out, I know many of them think, well, I've got to get with an agency first. I've got to do this. I've got to do that. You did not go with an agency.
You know what? I just kind of, even just like moving to Nashville, I had a lot of people say, you know, like that's probably not going to happen, especially as years go by, but never just think that you have to have a certain time limit or a certain way to do something. Mm-hmm. Just do the thing. You know, sometimes it's, we are waiting for perfect conditions and the perfect way to do it. And it's like, just do it. Just try, put yourself out there, make mistakes, and you'll improve. You know, as like I was saying, a nanny for a little girl and just watching her make mistakes and learn that way. When did we get away from that? At what point did we say, oh, I gotta be perfect all the time? You know, I think it's really great and freeing to try new things and allow yourself to fail and then learn from it and come back better and stronger. So,
okay. And that response brings on this one other question. These modeling schools, your opinion of them is?
I think it's great to use any tools you have available. I'm sure that I personally haven't gone to modeling school or with an agency ever. I am not opposed to it. And I think any resources you can use to promote yourself, perfect your craft is great. As long as you're being treated well and you're treating others well, I think that's at the end of the day what you're aiming for. But just as, you know, acting classes or anything like that, you can only learn. And if it's not your thing and you decide you want to kind of go my route and start messaging everyone, then you can do that. You know, but just action, take action. And that's the only way for anything to happen. Ideas are great, but they're nothing unless you take action.
Awesome advice. You know, ladies, listen to this lady. She knows what she's talking about. Trust me.
Yes. So this is Slink Jeans shirt. The shirt says love your body and kind of a cool, like to me, a very hippie kind of lettering. And the red overshirt is also Slink. This was my kind of targeted ad towards Nashville. So curvy women of Nashville, go ahead and try Slink Jeans. I'm sure that you will love it. And I was actually in the crosswalk next to Nissan Stadium here. So me and the photographer were dodging cars literally to get this shot. I had the idea of the background I wanted, and she had the idea of kind of that Beatles vibe, you know, walking across the
Abbey Road, huh?
Yep. And I just thought, you know, this, I'm going to make this a really confident pose. Like, and it was kind of that hour where the, you know, sun's starting to go down. And I just thought, this is so cool. You know, I'm here and I want to have this image just kind of show not only myself, the brand, but where I'm at and kind of the experience I'm having.
Shazam. Okay, now is this the image or the last one you spoke of earlier with the Batman building in the background? Is this it?
Yeah, but the last one was my favorite. Okay. This one is also got the Batman building, and I believe that's the Cumberland.
Right, Cumberland River.
This was kind of a cool action shot because it was windy. And like I said, I had just gotten my hair cut, probably the shortest I ever had in my life. And I'm not opposed to clip-in extensions. I can morph into anything. I think that's the cool thing about being a model. You can change up your makeup and your hair and your outfit and just kind of be whoever you want to be that day. But I took the images in a different direction for Slink. I kind of wanted that edgy, you know, I got that dangle feather earring going on, kind of my own personal spin. I'm actually wearing that jacket right now. And kind of that, you know, bejeweled bracelet. And I wanted to throw in my own kind of style and show how you can kind of mix it up a little. You know, not so cookie cutter. I wanted it to be something edgy and different. And Music City, you know, I felt like, you know, let's get a little, stage ready here for this image. Yeah, so this was over in East Nashville, right by Pharmacy Burger. Great place. And actually, right when I was taking this image, I had a car driving by honking, and I just was like, man, I got to stay laser focused. But that was probably the start of me going, what in the world is going on behind me? but yeah, so these are some Slink jeans and little distress there on the pocket. I thought that was cool. But I just threw in a jacket that I had, and, you know, I don't know, channeling kind of a Calvin Klein type of vibe.
I see that. Now, I like this image here.
Thank you. You know, growing up, I always loved Marilyn Monroe. I think the 1950s was really lending itself to that kind of curvy woman. And and I love kind of that red lip, blonde hair thing going on. And she loved turtlenecks. So I just thought, I'll just pair this with one of those turtlenecks here. But this is an old movie theater in East Nashville that's closed, and it just looked like such an interesting spot. But I also wanted to look, you know, comfortable and like a little bit bougie at the same time.
And you're basically, I think you're trying to sell jeans, right?
Yeah, I wanted to sell jeans and kind of also sell the attitude behind it, you know, like, man, I'm comfortable in these jeans and I look hot wearing it at the same time. Now, this one was all about the booty. That's really, I'm not going to lie. That's what it was. If you look at anything
on
there.
Every model has to have a booty shot in her portfolio.
You have to, yeah. It really was. And if you look at Slink jeans, that one of the things they do well is that curve. And a lot of their images have to do with that. And it is really hard to find, being curvy, a good pair of jeans that are supportive for your you know, back. So I definitely had a lot of attention on this photo, but
emblem on their back pocket, is that their emblem?
Yeah, that's Slink jeans. Logo? Okay. It's like an S and a J kind of mingled together. It looks like a little snake.
Okay, great. Okay. Yes. Okay. I've had. Thank you for bringing those images. They're great images.
You're welcome.
What theme of shoot would you really like to shoot next?
I want to shoot something that, and I'm going to shoot something that's a little bit more romantic. I'm part of my personality type is a romantic and idealist, and I think it's really interesting kind of putting myself not just in that thought, but visually putting myself there. So couple of the shoots I'm doing, I think, will lend itself to that, like the boudoir style shoot. It's in a really beautiful Airbnb in Kentucky and older home. And I just love to tell a story with my pictures. And that's something that's close to my heart is that romance behind it.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned the Marilyn Monroe image a while ago.
Yeah.
When you were mentioning that image, talking about it, for some reason, the image and the persona of Mae West popped in my head.
Yeah, I've heard this.
Just looking at you, I think you could actually pull off her attitude that Mae West. Oh, come up and see me sometime, top attitude,
well,
you know.
Come see me sometime.
Yeah. So I think that would be a great theme shoot for you to possibly try sometime in the future.
I love that. Yeah, I would love something like that. Definitely some sort of kind of pinup vibe. Oh, my gosh, mm-hmm. I would love.
Right, right.
Amazing.
How do you feel about, as you mentioned, the 50s pinups?
I love them, especially the, you know, arm and the, what does it say? Just do it.
Rosie the Riveter has arm up like this. We can do it, you know.
We can do it, yeah.
Yeah, we can do it.
What a beautiful and strong image, you know. I just thought that was so cool, and I think most people have seen that, and it's, yeah, I love that whole vibe in that era. I feel like it was almost like simpler times, and, you know, just, I don't know. Everyone looks so happy in those pinup photos. And I'm sure people are happy to look at them too. So.
Oh, yeah. Of course we are. Hey, I still do, okay?
Yeah. Don't tell on yourself.
Hey, I'm a big boy now. Yeah. I just stay up past 9 o'clock sometimes.
Sometimes, yeah.
Sometimes.
Understand.
What would you like to see in our industry?
That's a great question. I'd love to see women being objectified. I'd love to see that not be a thing anymore. I think it's so hard to find the human if you're looking at a woman like a car. Of course, a lot of women just so beautiful, but at the same time, I think kind of that going back to that storyteller side, it's like we all have something in us, and it's not really men versus women. You know, I think a lot of times the media tries to push that men versus women and group versus group. And I think the best thing we can do is kind of find what connects us. What's similar about all of us?
How do we do that?
I think kind of taking away what we're told and what we grow up hearing, and we just kind of look at a person for who they are and their soul, and not so much, you know, just what do I see on the outside. But I love images that you look at and you can really just like read someone's eyes and see, you know, man, like I think they've like lived a life, you know, or there's always something more to each other, and I love making connections like that and portraying that in any projects I do that you know, there's a story behind that image. So,
Julia, in talking to a photographer that is watching this podcast on YouTube or listening to wherever they buy their podcast, and he is still on the fence, this Julia Hawk, she may be good for my project. I'm just not sure. What can you tell him right this minute to reel him in, okay?
You know what? That I am a good time. And, no, I'm a lot of fun, but I also I'm pretty just I'm understanding, and I love diversity. I love to learn other perspectives, and it's not just about what my vision is. But sometimes, I mean, honestly, some of the best things I've done are collaborative, and I love to collaborate with people, and I also am confident in who I am, and I'm strong in you know, what I would like to portray, or, but always professional and friendly. but also, you know, I work hard. You don't have to worry about if I'm showing up or not. I'm showing up. Mm-hmm. So,
Julia, for the photographers that want to reach out to you, how can they do this? What are your social media handles?
Sure. So you can find me julia.mfab, M-F-A-B, and that stands for Music, Fashion, Art, and Beauty. That's on Instagram. You can send me a direct message there. I'm also on Facebook, Julia Hawk, and I'm on TikTok, Julia Hawk.
Okay, Julia, any last words?
I appreciate you having me, and this has been so much fun, and I am so excited about this year and the new projects that are in the works, and just, you know, seeing how I grow and change and become a better model and human. So
thank you so very much, Virgilia, I have thoroughly enjoyed having you here. You are such a pleasant, wonderful lady. I wish you nothing but the best. You are to have done just so much in 1 year's time. I can just imagine what the next year will bring for you. So in closing, everyone, I want to say thank you for tuning in to this episode of The Model Connection. Please like, follow, or subscribe on YouTube or wherever you get your podcast. Follow us on social media at Model Connection Podcast. Thank you.
Thank you.